It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert. Rob Ferret is out today. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up, we round up the latest in national politics with a look at the Trans-Pacific trade debate in the Senate and the politics of the Confederate flag. First, Governor Walker held a ceremony in Milwaukee today to sign two bills into law that would expand the rights of gun owners in Wisconsin. The first one eliminates a 48-hour waiting period for purchasing guns, and the other allows off-duty or retired police officers to carry concealed weapons in schools. These and other moves have earned Governor Walker an A-plus rating from the National Rifle Association. Nick Clark is with us now to talk about these bills. He's the chairman and president of Wisconsin Carry, Inc. Nick, welcome to Central Time.
Hey, Veronica. Thanks so much. Good to be with you.
Well, I want to start with that first bill. It eliminates the 48-hour waiting period for purchasing guns. Why do you support getting rid of the 48-hour waiting period?
Yeah, a couple of reasons. First, the waiting period itself is something that's actually unique to Wisconsin. Well, not unique to Wisconsin, but only 10 states had that waiting period in the first place for handguns. Now, here in Wisconsin, you've always been able to go buy a shotgun, a rifle, other types of guns, and not have to wait that 48 hours. So this was just the handguns, and only 10 states had that waiting period banned. So most states, 40 states, didn't have that. And so that's one reason, you know, it hasn't been a problem in states that don't have the 48-hour wait. And then the other reason is now with you know, the background checks and technology come back much, much quicker, so they don't need that much time to wait for, you know, calls and those kinds of things. This happens very quickly electronically. And then the last reason would just be for the convenience factor and for safety. There's a lot of people who find themselves, a good example is here in Milwaukee, or Waukesha County, actually, Zena Daniel, who was the victim in that Ozana Salon shooting. So she got a restraining order against her ex-husband, and within, you know, 3 days, he killed her. So that's the kind of, you know, there's victims who need to get guns very quickly sometimes to protect themselves. And these 48-hour waiting periods, you know, if they can't get to the gun store right away, they can be encumbered by that process, and it exposes people to risk. You know, people that live in the inner city of Milwaukee, there's no gun stores in Milwaukee. So for people who live in very high crime areas, you know, they have to travel a long distance to go get a gun, and then they'd have to go back 2 days later and travel that same distance to pick up the gun. So it's really inconvenient, especially for people in the inner city.
Now, to talk about that 48-hour waiting period, the Governor Walker has said this as well, that there's the technology now to speed up that process. How quick is the process? Is it as quick as a couple minutes, or does it take a little bit longer than that?
Yeah, what I'm hearing, and it can vary depending on the time of, you know, day, time of week, and workload, but what I'm hearing is that they're coming back very, very quickly, you know, within minutes of them being submitted. I've heard some circumstances where it takes a little bit longer, but most of them, I think, are coming back very quickly.
Now, critics of this bill have said that the waiting period is an important thing to have because it's also a cooling off period. People might be considering suicide. People might want to use a gun to shoot another person because of a passionate argument. What is your response to losing that cooling off period?
Yeah, I don't know if that really was the case. I don't know if the cooling off period, and that's a very common expression from folks who supported the waiting period. But right now, again, you could go into a gun store and buy a shotgun with no waiting period. That said, people go, you know, if you want to commit suicide, you know, you could do that. People, you know, sometimes go to a gun range and rent a gun and commit suicide that way. But in these things like fits of rage, I mean, that's a situation where someone can walk into their kitchen, grab a knife, and go into a fit of rage. I mean, the forces of adrenaline that contribute to that, quote, fit of rage or crime of passion, it's usually something that, you know, a weapon within, you know, your very close proximity. So it's not really the thought that someone would go, you know, drive 20 minutes to a store, go through the purchase process, and that's, you know, people would call, if there's really this crime of passion, that, you know, the adrenaline leaves the body very quickly. And so it would be, at that point, it would be more a calculated thing, which a waiting period wouldn't affect anyway.
We're talking right now with Nick Clark, chairman and president of Wisconsin Carry, Inc., talking about a couple of new gun rights laws that Governor Walker signed just today. Now, the second one allows off-duty and retired law enforcement officers to carry concealed weapons on public school grounds. And you actually say this bill doesn't go far enough. How come?
Yeah, and I depending on which way I look at it, we didn't support this bill for a couple of reasons. And one is that we don't think that we should be creating special privileges for law enforcement, especially, I mean, on-duty police officers can already carrying out their official capacities. But off-duty police officers, I mean, to be honest, we don't view them as any different than any other citizen. And for them to have special privileges, now that this law is passed, someone from, you know, Macon, Georgia can come up here, an off-duty police officer or a former police officer can come to Wisconsin on vacation, go to his nephew's baseball game on school grounds and carry while he does so. But yet me, going to a school where my own kids might go to school, I'm not allowed to carry. That just doesn't seem to make sense to me.
So is that your main disagreement with that bill, that you think it should extend to more citizens and not just law enforcement?
Yeah, absolutely. Here in Wisconsin, it's right now a felony. If I drive onto school property with a gun in the vehicle, even if I never get out of the vehicle, I'm committing a felony. So, and I know that there's thousands of people in Wisconsin that don't realize this, law-abiding concealed carry license holders, and they could accidentally commit a felony and not know it. And I don't think that's how law should be, that law-abiding citizens could accidentally commit a felony. And for that reason, this should have applied to concealed carry license holders. The federal gun-free school zone law allows concealed carry license holders, has an exception for concealed carry license holders. But unfortunately, when Wisconsin passed our school zone law, we didn't have concealed carry, so there was no reason to adopt that exception. So it's really something that I think the state should take up. And I don't think that, again, I would ask legislators why they trust off-duty and former police officers from other states, and they don't trust law-abiding concealed carry license holders from Wisconsin who passed a background check.
And what about the argument that having more guns, especially in a school situation, could make the school less safe? You want to extend it to more citizens, not just police officers and off-duty police officers. What if that gun fell into the wrong hands at school?
Well, I mean, the prohibition against guns, I mean, the notion that it might fall into the wrong hands, I mean, guns are legal to carry in malls and stores and shopping centers and restaurants. And, I was mini golfing the other day and I had a gun with me. So there's thousands of places where children are and guns aren't the problem there. They're not falling out of people's pockets and kids picking them up. So it's really, I think, a non-issue as far as the safety aspect. More so, there's the opportunity where these gun-free school zones, and we say it over and over, and we have repeated examples in the news that these gun-free areas end up being targets of opportunities for criminals. And when someone wants to carry out a mass shooting, they go to a place where guns aren't allowed, and that usually is schools. So obviously we think that when citizens have the right to defend themselves, that's a very important thing, protecting themselves and their kids. We have members of our organization who like to walk their kids to school, and they'd like to be protected when they do so.
Now, we are, as a nation, still recovering from the shooting in Charleston, South Carolina, that left 9 people dead. And President Obama made some remarks about guns in America shortly after that shooting. He said Americans are 20 times as likely to die from gun violence as citizens of other civilized countries. To put that question to you, are guns part of that problem?
No, absolutely not. In fact, the tragedy here, and this is what I think everybody is missing, is that, we're now talking about flags and this kind of thing with this South Carolina situation. If one of those people in that church would have had a gun, I'm pretty confident that that there probably would have only been one casualty, and that only casualty may have been the lunatic who went in there to harm people. I think people need to realize that there's evil in the world, and we're never going to rid the world of all evil. But what we can do is encourage people to protect themselves. And if they do that, that situation in Texas where two lunatics came to, the cartoon convention, the only people that died in that situation were the two lunatics. So, no loss of life is acceptable for innocent people, but the best we can do is give people the opportunity to encourage them to protect themselves. And I wish that's what would have been the case in Texas, in South Carolina. I wish one of those people would have had a gun, because there's people that would be alive today if one of them did.
Nick, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you so much, Veronica.
That was Nick Clark, chairman and president of Wisconsin Carry, Inc. He was with us to talk about two laws Governor Walker signed into law today, expanding the rights of gun owners.